Hello.
Hello.
Is that Tina?
Yes.
Hi, Tina. It's Estelle here. How are you going?
Good morning, Estelle. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. It's a bit early for us over here.
It is very early.
Oh,
particularly, I'm coming off the back of being on holidays. I'm so used to having a bit of a sleep in. So that's okay.
It's back to work.
Oh, it is back to work. Yes.
Well, excellent. Well, thanks for taking the time to make it. I think I know Sophia said she's going to join us too this morning.
Great.
So that will be good. We'll have at least two people. It was funny last week. I'm not sure if you listened to the recordings or how much of the coursework that you've done, but I was sitting there and I thought, okay, there's nobody up early or up late, so I'll just start talking. So I just covered some of the material.
Yeah, that was very good
during the week. So
I've managed. Because I knew we had the call today, so I went through some of it last night, because I've only just got back, as I say, from holidays, so I thought, oh, I'll do a bit of catch-up, so I've done some of, I did some of that stuff, and then I did listen to the call. I think you did great. I thought it was really great what you did.
Thank you very much.
That's okay.
I was sitting there, you know, sort of, I talk a lot about crickets, and I was thinking of the crickets when I was talking.
Yeah.
So... yeah, but anyway, no, it's all good because all the calls are recorded anyway, and you know, it's just an opportunity for people to catch up with them when they're able to. Because I think we've got about three or four or five different time zones that people are calling in from anyway.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's been hard to try and coordinate that.
Well, you know, it's I use this little tool, and that's one of the things that I talk about in the coursework as well, the different tools that are available that I use anyway that I find useful, because I know everyone's got their favourite things that they like to use. But the tool that I use for the timing is Every Time Zone. It's called everytimezone.com. And the good thing about that, it doesn't actually give you the time zones, it gives you the cities. So if you know where everybody is in terms of the cities that you're trying to connect with, it gives you a line and it tells you the time across all of those time zones. So I always recommend that to people that want to know, you know, how to set up a call and make sure it's a decent hour at least for everybody. So that's why I've chosen 7 o'clock in the morning here, because it's 8 p.m. last night in London, and I think it's afternoon for East and West Coast America. So that pretty much covers a lot of it. So how was your holiday? Where did you go?
Oh, we went to Dramana. So on the morning
to New Zealand. Oh, okay. I have been to the Mornington Peninsula for a birthday party, but I sort of don't really know all the...
You're not from Victoria, are you?
No, I'm actually on the Gold Coast.
That's right. I thought, because when I saw the phone number, I thought, oh, that's interesting, it's a Melbourne number. And then I thought,
I'm using the free conference call.
Yeah, then when it was announced, the number, I thought, oh, okay, that's what it is. Yeah, that's it.
So.
Yeah, so on the in Victoria along the Mornington Peninsula, it's just, you know, it's just along the coastal thing there in the bay, beautiful. And I was very fortunate because, as you know about Melbourne weather, you know, it can change within the day. In fact, three or four times a day.
Yeah, we call it four seasons in one day.
That's right. So I was very, very fortunate that the short time that I was up there, I had beach weather every day. So very lucky. Yeah.
Well, you must have brought it with you, Tina.
Oh, yeah. Although today, it's actually cooled off today. I'm sitting outside and it's just clouded over. It's going to rain. So I'm hoping that it won't rain while I'm outside.
Oh, okay. So but you're off holidays now.
Technically, yeah. I got back over the weekend. It's just doing catch-up, though. I've redesigned my office because I work from home. So I did all of that over the weekend, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, all day yesterday. So a little bit today, just finishing off my office, my desk, and all my paperwork, everything. So just getting all that up to getting that all organised. So yeah, starting fresh with my new office, new desk, everything.
I did the same thing 2 weeks ago because my office, I was just drowning in paper. And I thought, this is ridiculous. I can't start my new year with all this clutter.
Well, I felt the same. For me, my office is too small, and I was, and it also looked very, very cluttered because I was just cramming so much in. cramming so much in a very small room. And you know, I have clients in that room. It's just too small. So I actually pulled out all my furniture, bought a smaller furniture, if that makes sense. And it looks so much better and really clean and fresh. Really lovely.
Lovely. Yeah. It feels different, doesn't it?
Morning,
ladies.
Morning.
Oh, it's Leonie. Hello.
Oh,
hi,
it's Leonie.
Oh, Leonie. Hi, Leonie.
Yeah.
Good
hi,
to hear from
hi,
you.
Yeah,
we've
morning.
Got Pina on the call as well from Melbourne.
Oh, Pina. Oh, how lovely.
Hi, Leonie.
Hi. So lovely to talk to you.
Yes, likewise.
So I've got
my
little
boy
with me this morning, so we'll see how we go.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
I'm sure he'll be behaved perfectly.
Yeah, so if I put the TV on, he will.
You got to do what you got to do.
I know, absolutely, absolutely.
So how are you going, Leonie?
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. We're having fun with our mindfulness program. We uploaded a video to Facebook yesterday and got some really nice feedback from people.
I saw one of your photos. It looked beautiful.
Yeah, we ended up staying in a really beautiful house we rented up in Ocean Shores, you know, north of Byron. And so it was just perfect because we had this beautiful space.
Oh, okay. You did all the videos up there. Yeah.
Well, we've done about half. We made 19 videos, which is about of the content. And that's me really just instructing what the theme and the concept is, and then I will create activities and meditations and, you know, around the theme. So we've done half.
Okay, so if you do that on your holidays, what do you do when you work?
Yeah, well, it was a combination of we just don't have much time, like when you've got kids and, you know.
Yeah, you got to do what you've got to do. Yeah,
exactly. We just had to really schedule it in, and we thought, look, we've got 5 days without kids and distractions, so we only worked for 2 days, and the rest was Christmas and family and friends, and so we just really focused, and it was fun actually, and it's something me and my partner are doing, which has been really fun. But I have a tech question actually. I shared the video. We've used iMovie, and I shared the video to Facebook on my personal page, but I can't share it in groups because people can't see the attachment in groups. Do you know why? I think it's to do with privacy settings.
Right, it could be. Do you control the groups?
No, not at all. No, these are other groups that I'm connected with.
Yeah.
Where is
the movie hosted?
It's on iMovie, and so we've just uploaded it from iMovie, and you can share across social media.
Yeah, I think what you'd need to do is upload them. Have you got a YouTube account or a Vimeo account?
Yeah, we actually talked about that this morning. I do have a YouTube channel, so I think we'll upload it to YouTube, and then we'll be able to share the link.
Yes, I think that's the way you have to do it, because sharing on your personal page and sharing on groups and business pages is business pages, you should be able to do it, but groups. There is an option to add a video in the groups. Is that what you were doing?
Well, I was just sharing it. So I was just sharing it from my personal page. Into a couple of groups. But people are saying we can't see it. If the attachment's unavailable.
Maybe you could try uploading it into the group as a file.
Yeah, that could work. I just don't know how I would upload it. Because you have to sort of upload it. It takes ages. It takes, you know, almost an hour because it's a big file.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. I just thought you're the text queen, so I thought I'd just use your brain really quickly.
I think the most because what I talk about and in this course as well is making your work as less, you know, stressful as possible, and also to multi-purpose things. So if you've got a YouTube channel and you can put them on the YouTube channel, then it's easier to share. You don't have to keep uploading to different resources each time. So just make it easy on yourself and just do that upload once, and then you just share the link, and, you know, it's a no-brainer from there.
Yeah, thank you. That's we were talking about it this morning because we figured that's probably the easiest way to do it, because whenever I've shared videos before, yeah, it's just a link that you can, people can then obviously go directly to the link, but when you do it this way, it's just a different way of doing it, but, you know, normally you upload it to Dropbox and then you have to share it, and, you know, it's just a slightly more complicated way of doing it, but that's all right, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think when you're doing videos that are very large sizes, which most of them are these days, if they're more than 5 minutes, then, just putting it on YouTube is a good idea, but it also makes it, not only does it make it easy to share, but you only have to look in one place for your statistics. So when you're looking at the views and things like that. So that makes it a bit more, unless you actually want to monitor the stats from different, sources. So if you want to compare your stats of feeds from Facebook as opposed to Twitter or YouTube or, you know.
Yeah, at this stage it's just really feedback. It's just, you know, we've been building it up for a while, so we thought we'd better share something.
it's good to serve up some content once in a while, isn't
absolutely.
It?
That's great.
No worries. We're just talking to Pina. She's just been on holidays too in the Mornington Peninsula. So she's just coming back from there, and I think it's a bit wet in Melbourne this morning, or it will be.
Yeah, it's not nice in Sydney either. And we've got, it's school holidays, and I had a play date organised and they've just cancelled. And you know, and you think, oh man, what am I going to do today? So we'll figure it out. I've got a mixture of a bit of vacation care and a bit of time with mummy. So, I didn't want to put him in vacation care the whole time because, you know, the whole idea of school holidays is to actually spend time with your children. So I was like, that, you know, even though he loves it and has a great time, we're going to have, we call them mummy and Lael days.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. We're going to have a mummy and Lael day because that will all change in April. But we've got to make the most of it while it's only just him.
So Leonie's having another little bubba, Tina.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I've been watching it on Facebook. I know, it's so funny.
The whole world knows my whole story.
That's right. That's okay.
In a way, because I think your story becomes a product.
Oh, it
absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've really discovered that it's the journey that people are really engaged with, and of course the content matches the journey.
That's right.
And so, you know, for me, obviously, it has been an interesting journey. So, and then, of course, you write about those experiences and then you can motivate and inspire others who, like, I'm doing a single parenting workshop next month, and I know that for single mums, which is obviously such a tough gig, because I've kind of gone through it and come out the other side, it's inspiring to those who are still sort of in that world, which is, you know, quite exhausting and, you know, difficult to manage in terms of stress. It's nice to be able to share the love with others who are on the same path, but they're not just, that they just haven't progressed, you know, further down the path yet.
Wow, okay. So how do you find managing all that? Like, it's sort of having 20 pairs of hands, first of all, I imagine, to have to do everything that you want to do. But how do you fit your business in around that?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, especially when the baby comes in April, because I pretty much, my son goes to school from, you know, 9 till, I pick him up, he goes to after-school care just for about an hour or so. They just have a snack and run around, and I pick him up around 4:30, so I've got maybe 6 hours, 7 hours maybe. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much don't do anything but work within that time. You know, I literally, I'm either having meetings or interviewing teachers or, you know, writing content or, you know, there's obviously lots of different things you do in your day. But I really don't do anything. Like, obviously sometimes I have to go to the supermarket and do chores and things, but it's a very focused time where I'm not distracted with anything else.
Oh, good. So you're able to compartmentalise pretty much when you're at work and, because Pina works at home as well. So how do you deal with distractions, Pina?
I do a very good job. I'm very, very good to to have, you know, to know you got that 6 hours. I have adult children who both go to work, so I think sometimes the less time you have, the more organised you are. But last year I had my daughter at home, and that was, God bless her, it was very, very difficult because, you know, yep. just couldn't relate to me being at home working and still, because I've only just been working from home for a very short time. So for me, the transition from going from work, as in having a paid job, to having a business was one issue. Then from there, having the transition from working 3 days a week and working two or three days at home was a transition, and then the transition of working from home full time. It takes a lot of work to be disciplined at home. And because I work every day and I don't have small children, and, you know, I don't have to monitor that sort of thing, although sometimes I do feel like I've got small children, but
sometimes I feel like I have a teenager.
Oh, you know, they're just, yeah, particularly, and now my husband gets home early, so that makes it a little bit tricky. So he's like, okay, we're having lunch now, and are we doing this? What are you doing? Okay, do you want me to do? And then it's incredibly disruptive. So I'm learning now to remind, particularly him and the kids, hang on, I've got 2 more hours to do. I'll, you know, that sort of thing. So I found it very, very difficult, and still finding it a little bit difficult to be as focused and as disciplined as I would like to be. When they're not around, it's easy.
It sounds like you need a do not disturb sign for your door.
Well, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. And of course, they're not used to me, and I don't think they're catching the concept of working from home. And even I'm not even catching the concept of working from home. But it's just all about adjustment.
You know what I find from working from home is the potential for distractions, especially when you're playing avoidance or procrastination, is huge. So, you know, if I'm sitting in front of my computer and I have to do a certain set amount of work, and then I go, oh, I've got to hang that washing out, or, oh, that needs doing, or this needs doing, all these little things come in, and it is a major discipline to sit there and say, actually, no, this is my work time. And to do that, and also with the distractions, at the moment, all I've got as a distraction from my home office is my cat. But believe me, he wants attention, and if he doesn't, my chair gets all scratched up. So it's a matter of, I suppose, if you can't avoid the distraction, slotting them in easily, and then, or maybe allocate 5 minutes each hour for a distraction or for a loo break or something like that.
Yeah, well, that's what I do, particularly if I've got somebody at home. I'll you know, and I use it as a break time, really. So I'll stop what I'm doing. I might spend 10 minutes, 15, even half an hour, you know, spend time with them or do whatever it is I've got to do, and then go back. Because sometimes I don't stop usually for, you know, morning tea breaks or anything like that. I mean, that's crazy. But, and sometimes I even, you know, I might have lunch and I might only have 10 minutes. I'm much more disciplined when I was at work, as opposed to being at home, because I know I can have lunch whenever I feel like it. I know I can have a break whenever I feel like it. You know, I work through that, so.
Yeah.
It's funny, ladies, I'm terrible in an office. I'm just Miss Distraction. I'm like, hi, how are you? How was your weekend? Let's talk. Let's not do any work at all. I was like the lady around the photocopier just gossiping. I was actually terrible in an office environment. And,
yes, that's because you don't make a good employee. You make a better entrepreneur.
No, absolutely. I'm way better. I just like being on my own and being focused. And I think having a really nice balance between meetings, so you know that, you know, you're not home the whole time. Like, I really love meeting new people. Like, I'm probably, because I'm so, you know, passionate about leveraging what I do, I meet lots of people to give them my book, or, you know, just I'm training so 5 new teachers this month, so, you know, interviewing for teachers. And, you know, there's always things, I guess, in your, you know, that come up, might be events, might be festivals, but I create lots of partnerships. And I really enjoy meeting people and then working together. And so that's partly face-to-face, and, you know, you've got the organisation of it, but then you've got that time where you are, you know, head down, bum up kind of thing.
Yes.
And so I mean, I guess it's interesting because it's where mindfulness comes in as well. And that's very much about doing one thing and focusing on one thing at a time and really trying to eliminate those distractions because, you know, we can, you know, obviously I'm not good at housework, so that's not a distraction for me. I won't go, oh, I've got to put the washing out. I'll be like, nah, that just doesn't even cross my mind. It's more, you know, I might, like in the early stage of pregnancy, I was so exhausted and tired, I couldn't even get out of bed. You know, and that was really difficult because I had all these things to do. And so I was kind of working through, you know, I mean, you still have to get up and function. And I had terrible headaches and nausea. And thank God that's all gone now. But it was that was really difficult because I physically wasn't well. And so when you're physically not well, you're emotionally not well. And so that was really, really challenging when I'm still going out there and doing things. But I'm very lucky to have a break during the day, but of course that will change. So like, I'll be on the phone in 6 months saying, oh, ladies, I can't get anything done. And
you'll be on an entirely different schedule.
Yeah, I'll be uptight. But I've actually engaged a virtual assistant in the Philippines. I'm working with a company who, she's been fabulous. I diarised everything I did for a week, so we knew exactly what I needed to outsource, which was a really, really good idea to do that. So I literally wrote down, you know, 11 to 1 emails, you know, 1 to 3, whatever it might have been, a blog post or updating the website or, you know, Facebook or whatever. And she's then put together a whole job description because she got me to write down, you know, where are you now? Where do you want to be in 6 months? Where do you want to be in 12 months? And then that job description, she then finds a VA in the Philippines that can basically, you know, that would fit in with what my needs are.
Okay, so she manages that whole process of the what company,
you know,
is that, Leonie?
She's called Virtual Elves, which I just adore the name. I just think it's fabulous. I really need a Virtual Elf.
Yeah, you did mention that to me when we met earlier.
So we're we're working together now. I mean, obviously there's tasks I have to do and there's tasks she can do, and then there's obviously those get passed on to the VA. But I've given myself kind of a 3-month window because there is a training process, you know, that you can't just get a VA without training them in exactly, like that. A lot of them know the systems that you're using, like MailChimp and the social media, but they're very instructional, so they're not particularly creative. So you need to be very clear about what you want them to do.
But that's good for you as well, you know, to get more clarity around what you're doing is, you know, that has a benefit.
It's been great. So they're going to work 10 hours a week at this stage, maybe, you know, maybe more, but it'll just, you know, I did my newsletter yesterday. That always takes a few hours, you know, and that kind of stuff, I can just outsource it. Like once they've, you know, done a couple, all I've got to do is send them the content and they can upload it all. You know, they can put, do you know what I mean? I always find updating websites and, you know, it's just so time consuming. And even a blog post, you can actually, record it on an audio device and then send it to them and they transcribe it. I mean, how fabulous is that?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so they can also do, you know, research and connect you, you know, if you want them to do social media, which is a huge job. We all know that, you know, that's such a huge job. But there's lots of things that they can do. You know, that you potentially don't have the time to do.
Sophia?
Oh, hello, Sophia. How are you?
Oh, I am fine, thank you.
Oh, that's good. We've got Leonie on the line as well. Sorry?
Oh, okay.
Hi, Sophia.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Tina. Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Are you in London?
It's Tina, P-I-N-A.
That's it.
This is Leonie.
Yeah, I remember seeing you. That's why. So I thought it was Tina, but I remember there's a Tina, and I've seen your name
Tina,
there.
Yeah. And Leonie's here too, Sophia.
Oh, okay.
I think there might be a little bit of a lag on the phone. So.
Are you in London, Sophia?
Yes, I am. What happened? I'm sorry, ladies, I was late to the call because today I ended up coming home and then having to go out again. So it was very near to the call and I hadn't eaten anything yet. So
you got to eat.
That's why I was a bit late to the call. Yeah. And I do promote wellness and looking after yourself, and it's very bad
yeah,
if I don't
totally.
Eat when I'm hungry. Yeah, I'd be like the doctor who smokes and then tells his patients not to smoke.
I'm sure
that's
there are
all right.
Some of those out there.
I'm the calm mother that, you know, shouts at her child. It's fine. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've just been talking about, we've just been having a discussion with Leonie about virtualelves.com, about her VA and what that's been doing for her business.
Okay.
So have you used a VA before, Sophia?
No, I haven't, but I'm thinking of doing that this year because I realise such often looking at reflection of last year and looking at what I want to do this year is that I need, you know, more support in my business. And I got the Leonie Dawson, the fellow Australian
I know Leonie,
saw around
she's
Christmas.
Great.
Yeah.
She's got the most extraordinary following.
Definitely.
Yeah, I like
her group as well.
I like her. Are you in her group too? Okay,
yep.
I didn't know that, but yeah, she seems really nice. She seems really nice, and I really love her planner. And since I got it, I haven't finished working through my workbook yet. Although I've done 2014, I'm working my 2015. I've been talking to everyone about it, and I liked it so much.
Okay.
I actually signed up as affiliate, you know, for a brand, and so that's how much I like it. Yeah, the workbook.
Yeah, I've got it too.
I thought it was so positive.
Still trying to work through it. I'm still releasing 2014.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, okay. I didn't feel that bad. No, because when I got that, I had that misconception, oh, I'm going to get this book, go through, you know, what I want to do this year. But I suppose it's good in a way because at least it gives you time to really think about what it is that you really want to do and what's, you know,
I think it's
your
a great idea. Just
letting,
acknowledging what you've achieved and what you know what your challenges were and letting go of stuff so you can start something new. So it's definitely one of my tasks that I am working on this week as well. So and I've also got my vision board stuff to put together. So
yeah, vision boards are fantastic.
Yeah, I need to get a new one done. Yeah, I need to
Sorry.
Get a new vision board done myself. I was
thinking of maybe doing
a PowerPoint presentation.
Have you
I have one
for
actually going back to 2013, actually. Let me think. I think it's either 2012 or 2013, and some of the stuff did come true in terms of the travel.
All right.
Some elements of it. I'm still waiting
for
some
other
stuff to manifest.
What about you, Leonie and Tina? Did you do a vision board?
I did mine.
I did a vision board, but I kind of wrote down, and I've just done it this year as well. So it's not as visual as, you know, it's not pretty with lots of images, but I wrote down goals, and I actually found my 2013 goals, and every single one had manifested into creation in 2014.
Oh, wow.
And it was things like, it wasn't, you know, make more money, or it wasn't materialistic, it was find loving partner, have a baby, just stuff like that. And it was kind of like, whoa, because it really all came true. It was extraordinary. I actually wrote a blog post about it because it was just really, I was really blown away. It was only like four or five things. It wasn't a lot. But it was things like get a new pet because my cat died. And then, of course, my partner had a dog. So it was kind of things like that where, you know, you can't really, you can go out and buy a dog, but the fact that I'd manifested it into our life, it was just extraordinary. So I definitely believe in whether you write goals or whether you do a vision board. I mean, vision boards look fabulous because they're a lovely visual reminder, but you have to sort of consciously every day manifest that into creation, and that all comes from your thoughts.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, so if you're thinking, you know, it might happen, it might not happen. I mean, you manifest what you don't want as well, so you've got to be careful.
Okay.
Manifestation works both ways.
Cool.
Yeah, so, you know,
when I teach, you know, families or mums or whoever I'm working with, you know, your thoughts have a phenomenal impact on your life, because your thoughts are sparks of energy that basically become, you know, your actions and your behavior, and they ultimately become your reality. So if you've got a very negative mindset, that's basically the reality that you're going to live in. Everything's a struggle. You've got no money. You've got no time. Whereas if mm-hmm. you've got a positive mindset, things will just flow. You know, extraordinary things will flow from the universe, because you're kind of open and you've got this energy that's all very positive around you. So I, you know, vision boards are wonderful, and writing goals and visions are wonderful, but they have to, you have to continue to manifest them daily.
Which is why continually, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it might change as well. You might have written something that, you know, potentially changes due to your lifestyle or your situation, and that's totally okay. But it's interesting when it isn't materialistic things. It's things that you can't buy. I find that fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say it's more about feeling.
With your article, sorry to interrupt, but is it possible if you could post your article, you know, to, you know, describing this? Because you mentioned in the beginning that you did write about it.
Yeah. It's just on my blog.
It'd be nice to see it.
Yeah, I can post that on
the
page.
Sorry to interrupt whilst you're doing that, but I thought hearing that, I'd love to see the article.
Yeah, feel free to post it up on the Academy page, because it's on the call here, and the call will be part of the training material, so people can look for it as well. Yeah, it might be a good idea. So I would just go back to Pina. I mean, it's a little bit sort of difficult having sort of multiple conversations here, because often, you know, the person, one person will sort of have to sit back and wait for the other people to finish. But, I just wanted to hear from Pina, if you don't mind, about your vision board.
Oh, with my vision board, I did mine last year, and just put lots of pictures on it, and I've had it in my room, but I think I've had it up a bit too high, so I'm going to be modifying that. But with some of my goals, I've achieved some of mine as well. So I've been working through this year the sort of things that I would like to be doing. I haven't completed my goals as yet. And then once I complete my goals, then I think I will update my vision board. But my vision board was pretty good.
Great.
Beautiful, colourful.
Well, that's good to hear.
Very, very nice.
I'm glad you girls are all across that. Because it is important. I did one which was from Abraham Hicks. And it was creating a box, a beautiful box, and putting everything that you wanted in the box and saying it is
done lovely
on the lid. And, of course, I went and had a look at it. And everything that I put in there, nothing had happened. So I don't think that method worked for me. So I've decided that I'm going to put it on, because I went out and bought some, the big cardboard sheets. So I bought one of those, and I've got all my little Sharpie textures and colours and things. And that's one of the things that I need to do this week also, is put that together and put it behind my my desk in my office, because when I walk into the room, I look at the wall. And I come in and walk into the office and sit down, you know, 20 times a day. So, you know, that's something that I definitely get a vision of, and just make sure that I read it and focus on it. But getting clear on certain things is really important. And I have had a great deal of success in the past when I've done this properly. So I just need to make time for, you know, the important things like the goal setting and the vision boarding and things like that, because life can be distracting, and it's important to prioritise, I think, the things that you do really want to manifest, because if you're not careful, as Leonie says, you will manifest what you're focusing on. So definitely important.
And I think you can also attract, you know, if you want more love in your life, or if you want more friendship, or if you want, like, you can manifest that as well, and a wonderful way is to have, you know, those words written around in your environment. Yes, you can get some really beautiful artwork, or, you know, just a wooden plaque or something, and that can also, like, it's not just writing for Wellbeing magazine or earning money, or, you know, like, obviously there are goals that we want personally to achieve, but it can also be personal, you know, goals where... Oh, are you still there? I can hear beeping.
Yes.
Oh, that says, I'm reading with my son. That says electric.
multitasking on a conference call and helping my son read. There you go.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It can also be, you know, that there could be something that in terms of joy or something that's very positive in your life that you want to manifest. It doesn't necessarily have to be business goals and personal goals. It can be,
I think it's more,
you know,
important to go for the feeling state. So what do you want to feel,
I think so.
And what do you want to experience? And then that you're not actually you're not giving the signal that it has to come in this form. For you to feel joy doesn't mean you have to have this particular thing, although that's nice as well. Mm-hmm. If you know for sure that that's going to be able to give you that feeling state, but being happy and being free and being joyful, and then you can put some things around that as well, but it's not, it doesn't sort of limit you, but it does in a way. So it's a matter of finding out what you want to feel rather than what you want to have.
Absolutely. Yeah, I
because often
agree.
we get in our own way when we say, oh, you know, I want to feel joy, but it has to look like this. It has to be in this form.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the universe can say, well, actually, if that's what you want, but I've had this thing that was better lined up for you, but you don't want that, so I'll give you what you want. So you miss out, but you don't know you've missed out.
Yes, yeah, so it's all about being open.
Yeah, absolutely. It's huge.
One of the things that I think...
Oh, sorry, I didn't want to bust in, sorry.
No. I think we're all going to be doing a little bit of that. So if you have something to say, certainly pipe up and say it.
I understand, because we're not seeing each other. It's not, for example, if it's a Google Hangout, we saw video so you could tell body language. But this girl looks like she's going to finish there. And so the thing is that you don't want to butt in. You already seem like you're being rude over talking, people talking. And I think I got excited a moment ago. We started talking about vision boards. That's why I asked you. Only I'd love to see that article in my mind.
No, but it's a good point.
You know, just thinking
as
we're talking.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No, sorry. Sorry. Just a quick word and then I do a pause. It's
going
to be lovely. You know, if you do a catch-up in 6 months' time and see, you know, having done our vision board, see how it's going, do a check-in and, like, talk about it.
I love that idea.
Why don't we put our vision boards on the Facebook group? Yeah,
should we share them? Or share our aspirations for this year. However, if it's personal, you can obviously decide whether you want to share that or if it's professional.
But I think that's a
wonderful idea, because the art of reflection is just so powerful. And also having an accountability, someone who's accountable. You know, having a kind of support network, I think it's really important as well. Because when you actually write it down, you become accountable for it. So it's in your mind. It's actually a dream, a vision, a goal, and, you know, you're then manifesting that into creation. So I think we should, if people are okay to share them, I think that would be great.
I don't mind sharing, especially since we're kind of like a private group in a sense. It's not like it's going to be shown all over Facebook, for example.
Exactly. I think putting up a picture of your vision board might be nice.
Yeah.
But you don't feel comfortable with that. So, or just any sort of, I mean, you can create any sort of visual that says, you know, what you want to experience, and it doesn't have to be your very personal vision board, but it can be anything like that.
It could even be a PowerPoint presentation or Pinterest to even, a collection of images could be like an idea.
Well, you know, the sky's the limit, really, or the sky isn't the limit, the space is the limit. Because the sky's no longer the limit, is it? And as a metaphor, but... excuse me. So I just wanted to ask everybody how they're going through the material on the training. Can we have some feedback on what you're doing there, what you feel that you could benefit from if it's not coming up? Because I am willing to be flexible with the content as to what you guys need to know.
I've read the first week, which was The Artist's Way.
Yes.
And that's fabulous, that book. So definitely. I definitely, you know, as a, I haven't, I didn't do, you know, I don't do morning pages every day now, but yes. I definitely see the value of doing that, especially when you're looking to find a voice. And then I think you can extend it to, once you've found a voice and you've got the flow, is to then really think about, you know, if you're going to write, who you're writing for, and having that, that kind of vision of, well, am I writing for business? Am I writing for 25-year-old male corporate chefs? Am I writing for others? And you know, when I wrote my book, I had a very strong vision of my market and exactly mm-hmm. who it was that my message was for. So it's finding that creative flow, but then also really honing in on, you know, who you're actually communicating to.
Yeah. Well, we do. We sort of what we're doing in the course is building on the things
yeah, absolutely.
That we're doing in each. So we do go into that in the second module.
Okay, and great. I mean, I thought
we
that
also,
you probably would.
Yeah. We also go into a bit of the technology behind it and how to structure your articles, because you're not just writing for people who are reading. You're also writing for Google.
Absolutely.
But you don't want to write for Google solely. You have to keep both things in mind. So, excuse me, I'm just losing my voice a little bit. So, it's a matter of getting clear on your message, as you say. Who are you writing for? And how are you going to structure that message? Because I know you do videos, Leonie, and I think you do too, Sophia. You like the video format, and you also like podcasting, Sophia. So, you know, this it doesn't matter which format you like to use, whatever you're comfortable with and whatever works for you. And it's getting, you can still use these principles. I talk mostly about writing articles, but you use all these principles across any medium that you deliver in. And it's, you know, it's talking about how people... How you get people to respond to what you're writing about. A lot of people will write articles based on what they know. And when they're writing on what they know, that's great, but they tend to be in a flow. But is anyone going to read what they're writing? You have to approach it from the other end and find out what people's pain is.
Yes, absolutely. It's all about solving a problem.
So we do go into that in the second module to find out how to, you know, some of the mistakes that people make when they're putting together, you know, this concept of getting their message out. So it's also how to structure your articles and make sure that people are going to find them, because it's, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. It's just not a matter of writing an article and putting it on HuffPost and then saying, well, you know, I'm going to be famous now. It's not that at all. It's actually being about am I solving a problem for someone. And not only that, it's what your article title is, because if your article title doesn't promise what you're delivering, then no one's going to click through to it. So, you know, there's all these things that are going on in the background, and it's good to start with the end in mind and build your message from that point.
Yeah, that's really key, and I think it's sometimes hard to forget, you know, to be mindful of that when you're writing, because if you've got a certain message, or if it's a topical piece, you know, like the new year or whatever. And I'd actually be really interested in knowing more about the SEO Google side of things. I think
we
that
do
would
go
be,
into that a little bit too. Yeah, in
yeah,
it would
be really
module,
interesting.
So.
Yeah,
but what we'll be doing also, one of the other things that I'm putting together is a list of resources, and I'll also be doing videos, screencast videos, to show you how to put things together. So that'll all be part of the resources that you'll get in this program.
Sounds fabulous.
You know, showing you step by step how to do things, because at the moment, I'm just still doing a lot of text, a lot of articles. There's some imagery as well. But when you're doing things like looking up keywords and doing keyword research and all of that sort of thing,
you need to sometimes see it happen, and so you can follow along, and you can always replay the video and things like that. So I'll be putting all that together. But it's also at the moment, because everybody comes from a different sort of background, some people are more technologically savvy than others. But what I find with people who don't really understand the technology or get a little bit frightened of the technology, they tend to get overwhelmed if you give them everything on a plate. And so I'm sort of easing, I'm using the you know, these different modules as we build up to ease you into it, and to explain, you know, what's going on and how to use the technology, but also the calls that we're doing, like today's call, is there something in the content that you don't understand, or you think it's a bit over your head, or you're not sure if you got it right, then, you know, bring it to the call and we can discuss it and go through it on the call, because that's what this is really for, in terms of, you know, getting through. I mean, it's great to get to know everyone as well and to have that interaction on the call and get you to all meet each other, because that doesn't happen, you know, apart from in the Facebook format, which is all, you know, typing in a chat box or typing in a comment stream. But getting all the questions that you need to get right so that you can get this right is important as part of this course, because then you'll be able to follow through, and when we get to the end of it, you know, we'll do a review and see how far you've come and what you've learned, and, you know, how your business has improved from doing these things. So the artist way, that was the first sort of step to unlocking your creativity. If it has been locked up, you know, it's not necessarily true that it is, but it's also a good way to have an unending stream of content, because the mind is limitless. And if you allow the mind to help you and come up with all of those things that you need to deliver, then it will. And the artist way is like a key to unlock that, because you're giving yourself permission to write and come out with all that content that's in you, because you know more than you think you know.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote my book in 30 days. So I wrote 1,000 words a day for 30 days. And even though it was kind of hilarious, the manuscript that I had, it was a body of content that I could work from. And I did a business course where this was a key component of the course, and our mentor was Andrew Griffith, who's the number one best-selling business author in Australia. So he was
I've got some of his books.
He's just phenomenal. He's got the biggest heart. He's just such a beautiful soul. And this is the process everybody goes through. They do a million-word challenge, which is a 30-day, 1,000 words a day. And it really works. They have so many, you know, they've got like 50 people doing it at once. And it really works, because you're able to really focus in, you know, for 30 days, it's possible. You can tell family and friends, I'm shutting myself away. And I was a single mum at the time, and I just did it. You know, I just focused, and I was up doing it whenever I had the time, really. And it was, you know, that you know, really did get the creative process going. I did a lot of research around what I was going to write. And then out of it, you know, from creation to birth, it's an extraordinary process. But, you know, once you engage editors and designers, and, you know, there's a lot of incredible people that can help you, you really can create something very, very beautiful.
Well, it is a beautiful book that you've created too, Leonie. So,
thank you.
If anyone wants to know about Leonie's book, I've done a review on smarthealthywomen.com. The review there, and there's a picture of the book as well. So, is a beautiful little volume to have. It's just lovely.
Yeah. So, you know, you can. I think if you are really serious about writing, and I'm not even that much of a good reader. I do love books, but I'm not very good at reading them cover to cover. I like to dip in every now and again. But you can certainly, if you really focus, you can certainly create something wonderful, you know, whether it's a book or a blog. But it needs that dedication, you know. It needs to be regular, and you need to contribute. It's not something you can just sort of do once a month, I don't think. It needs to be regular.
Yeah, you do have to have a focus on it. But that's part of, you know, that if that's on your vision board and on your goal list.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely.
Even then you make it a priority.
you know, if you catch the bus to work, you've got half an hour where you can, you know, you can write.
Mommy.
And you just schedule it into your daily routine.
Yeah, yeah. And as you were saying before, Leonie, with your virtual elves, if you're not a writer, if you want to produce a book and you don't want to write it out, you can still, you know, you can do... you can talk it into a recorder and get someone to transcribe it, like a VA to transcribe it for you.
Yeah, and that can really help. That can help the process as well, because you're tapping into that intuition and that space as well. Which I mean, there's many ways of, I guess, finding your creativity, whether it's drawing or writing or, you know, I might have to go. My little one is he's been in bed now for 20 minutes reading, but now I might have to go.
No worries, Leonie. Well, thank you so much for coming along.
Yeah, no, my pleasure.
Yeah, nice
really
meeting you.
To chat with you. Okay, Mummy's going to come off the phone now, darling. Ladies, it was an absolute joy, and I look forward to seeing Vision Boards, and I'm definitely going to read your second module and get involved in what you've said, because it's about being reminded, because we've got so many things going on.
I know.
It's like, I've got to, you know, do the phone call, write the article. I mean, it's just, yeah, you've got to put it in the diary, otherwise it doesn't get done. So I really appreciate this time, and I'll speak to you all soon.
No worries.
Thanks, Leonie.
Lovely day,
Leonie.
Bye, Leonie.
Bye. Namaste. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Okay, ladies, we have got just under 10 minutes to go.
Okay.
Is there anything that you want to ask or talk about or suggest or comment on?
I've got an aeroplane flying by making too much noise.
Oh, is that you, Peanut? You're in the flight path.
I know, sometimes
I was wondering where the plane was.
I must be in the pathway of the aeroplanes, and each time one goes over, I miss what you guys are saying. I just wanted to, going back to your request, Estelle, for feedback, I really wanted to give you my feedback while you asked that question.
Yes, please.
Because for me, I feel like the rookie in the group, very, very new to writing. And for me, this was such a great opportunity. I want to say thank you for a start. Thank you very much for the opportunity of being part of the Academy and stepping into learning and understanding and getting better at writing and writing articles. And as I said, you know, very, very new to all of that. So for me, having started the process, I found very, very good. Like, I love that you've got that structure. I love structure. I love being handheld, if you like, particularly when it's something a bit new. And having the, you know, module number one, module number two, module number three. And I've already done the second module. So I've done the first one, did the artist's, the writing every day. Didn't do it every day, but
that's
certainly
okay.
Started doing that. And that was something really, really tricky for me, because that's not something that I would normally do. So that started a little bit of a process, and it was like, oh, what do I write every day? What am I supposed to be doing? Very, very tricky. But started to work different, you know, coming up with different ideas as to what to write. So, you know, I've started doing that. So that was really cool. And then,
can I just give you a tip on the artist way thing? It's sort of like, it's more like stream of consciousness. So when you sit in front of a computer, whatever is in your head, you write. You don't try and come up with something.
Yeah, well, that's probably something that I didn't, you know, wasn't doing. Because, what I was doing, which I thought was, trying to do two things at the same time. While I was away, I love listening to lots of audio. I do a lot of training, so I listen to a lot of audio. And so what I was doing is I would listen to my audio, go for my walk, listen to my audio, and then it would be just one or two things that I would pick up in my audio. And I thought, oh, this is a great opportunity to kill two birds with one stone and utilise, you know, what I was listening to and then just write something about that. So
you're an efficiency expert, Tina.
Pardon?
You're an efficiency expert.
Probably. And so I thought, well, that's a really cool idea. So, you know, I thought that would then reinforce what I've learned, you know, some of the points that I did. But then, you know, it wasn't something that I was writing freely, if that makes sense. So it was more consciously like, okay, well, I've done that, so I need to pull out some points, and then I'm going to write about that. So that's what I did. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do now is not do that and do exactly what you said, Estelle. Just write whatever thoughts have come up, even how ridiculous they may be. And
I was listening to you guys talking
and understanding that just getting it out there, which is what, and I'm talking about my own voice, is probably has been the most difficult part for me. So I think that is something I really need to work on. And also, the second part of the second module that I did last night.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so brilliant. Just, you know, just the little tips that you're offering is so cool. You know, the Google thing that just the Google tips was so cool.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my God, how cool is this? So I just wanted to tell you that I really love, I'm really enjoying it. I'm finding it easy to follow. I love, you know, you do your step, then, you know, we answer a couple of questions. That then reinforces what you've learned, what you're doing, and also makes me more accountable, making sure that I actually do something as opposed to just reading it and then just moving on to the next module.
Oh, lovely. Well, thank you so much for that feedback.
I just wanted to tell you that. And, of course, I'm taking it one step at a time. So, for me, this is just perfect.
That's perfectly fine. I mean, I'm doing the one module a week type delivery, but it's up to you how quickly you do it. So, you know, I actually do have the ability to track everyone's progress.
Yeah.
But I'm not, you know, I see that some people haven't started yet, some people have started and stopped, and other people are sort of going through it at their pace.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly fine because that's what it's designed for.
Yeah.
So it'll always be there. You'll always be attached to the training and you get to it when you can.
Yeah, which is one of the things that I really love. Like, you know, and it's nice and quick too. So, that, you know, each module is not a very long module, you know, like, you know.
Some
of the training and stuff that I've done, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, that's a long time. You know, and I like what you've done, you know. It's for me anyway. It's small chunks of stuff to do. Learn that. Wow, that's great. And then absorb that, and then go on to the next one. As opposed to 2 hours of listening, working through it, and then you've missed half of it. Well, in my case, I do anyway.
Yeah.
I've missed half of what I've got. Whereas yours, just nice, small, easy chunks to work with. So yeah, really great.
Perfect.
Really great, Estelle.
Thank you so much, Tina.
Oh, welcome.
You've made my morning.
That's okay.
Sophia, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. Just listening in because remember, as I said, I was a little bit behind because I've been really busy the past couple of weeks, but I want to catch up. So,
it was good,
from what I did.
Okay. So is there anything particularly that you guys want to know about that we haven't covered yet? I mean, it's possible that it's planned anyway coming up or I've done it in a later module already for you. But I am, you know, putting this all together in terms of what you need to know the most. So I'll just, we're going to, in Module 3, we're talking about the technology. So we're going to go into a little bit more into the technology. And what I do is I recommend, you know, having a blog, obviously a place for your work, whether it's articles or videos or audio programs or podcasts. I mean, you can put all these different medias into your website. It's having a website, and then later on we're going to tie all that into the social media aspects and look at different social media. We're going to look at some mind tools to get over overwhelm, procrastination, all those other things that can get in the way, because often, we'll have a...
One.
Yeah, that is going to be a beauty, that one. And it's a matter of, you know, using some tools which are based in hypnosis and different things like that to actually destroy your blocks in a very short amount of time instead of hanging on to them and carrying them forward.
That sounds really, really interesting.
We need to get that out of the way. Yeah, we need to get those things out of the way. So we're going to talk about, as I said, the technology, which is, I always recommend WordPress as a platform. It's something that I do, sort of have a background as in web design and doing stuff like that. I've got some tools and offers for people because I do run website hosting, and I do offer one of the things that I did this past weekend was to put up or to refresh my web design website, So that's part of, you know, part of the offerings that I'm putting together for other programs in the academy, just to get things done, you know, because often one of the things that people sort of tend to get stuck on is their website, or they, you know, they spend too much time trying to get their website perfect. And it's not really about that. It's actually getting your work out there as quickly as possible. So, you know, we're going to talk about that. We're going to create some resources and a list of technical tools to use to do all the little bits and pieces that you need to do to make sure that everything is married together and everything is flowing.
Fantastic. Okay.
And, you know, as I said, we'll be doing stuff on... We'll be doing stuff on publishing as well, and getting a real book out there in the world.
Oh, because that was going to be my question, because one of my goals for the year is to publish a book. So the academy will assist in that area too.
Absolutely, we're going to be covering all that.
Fantastic, Estelle!
Well.
This is so awesome.
That's really great.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's more about it's really.
I never
about
said I was surprised,
you...
but it's like. Nice.
It's really about what you guys want to learn and you know, also having some guidance in terms of getting things going forward and moving, because there's lots of elements that, you know, make or break, you know, your success, and we're sort of addressing, you know, where we're stuck. Okay, let's get unstuck, you know, and it's really about that, because if you're stuck, then that's going to be your excuse for not succeeding.
Yeah, so true.
So let's destroy the excuses, or let's destroy the stuckness and just move forward and see where we end up.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I like that, because remember... Sorry, you're still talking.
That's okay.
Oh, sorry,
no, don't
Phil.
Apologise.
No, what I was saying is I like that, because remember I talked to you about my newer brand, or I say sister to my Sophia of a Love Happy Body.
Yes.
One of the things I need to do is launch a brand new website, and I've been, you know, a bit... you know, in two minds, should I hire a designer to do it again? Although I do know a bit of WordPress, about WordPress now. I haven't had two websites. I know the back end. I know how to do the plugins and do a bit of customization. So I was actually thinking, should I do my own one?
Well, what I recommend, I don't think you should be using, like, I shouldn't say you shouldn't be using web designers. I mean, they are actually very, very important. But... it's very easy to put, like for me anyway, it's very easy to put together a website. So I had this website, it's called nirvanawebdesigns.com, and I've had that for a couple of years, and it was looking rather dated, and with all the other stuff that I was doing, I sort of didn't pay any attention to it. And on the weekend I decided that I was going to give it a facelift. So I gave it a facelift, and it took me a day to do it. The content was all there.
Oh, okay.
I did have to tweak a few things. But in terms of, you know, as long as you've got your content, as long as you've got your structure, you put all that together, and you can do it in a fairly short amount of time, because you just use a theme that's already been built. You don't build it from the ground up.
Yeah.
That's boring and that's unnecessary. There are so many themes that are available. You can either pay for a theme, you can pay $40 or $50 for a theme, or you can use one of the free themes that come with WordPress. And it's really, really... something that I've been embracing, because I'm refreshing all my websites. I've got probably about 5 or 6 websites of my own.
Oh, 6,
so
wow.
and I build them all. And it's sort of like, well, that's something that I've taught myself over time. It's not something that you just do from the start, you know, without having had exposure to WordPress and things. But what we'll be covering in the course is how to install WordPress, how to install a theme, and what to do in terms of how to tweak it, and also how to install plugins and what sort of plugins you might find useful based on the things that I use in my businesses. So, you know, basically when you have your website, WordPress website, all you have to do is think, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have this functionality? So then you Google, you search for a plugin that does that, and then you test the plugin and see if it does what you want it to do. Not all of them do, but, you know, all and most of these tools are free. So it's not even a high cost thing.
This is actually one of my friends who actually said that to me. Oh, sorry, Estelle. He actually said to me, you know a bit about WordPress. Because with Sophia World, I have customised, you know, put the plugins like the flares and stuff. So I've done some of the stuff myself. Any time I ever use a web designer's, for example, or programmer, was the most recent one was when I was doing that
podcast thing, so it goes in a way that it acts like my blog post. So I usually use it for more advanced stuff. Okay. So, yeah. So
it's
doable
if I
can get my website by next month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can do it in a weekend.
Yeah, because you know what I love? I love to have it launched by February the 14th.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but I love Happy Body. I thought it would be really nice and positive. It's a brand about, you know, wellness and, you know, having really positive outlook on your body.
Very good.
And promote self-living.
Well, that's exciting because I see that you're doing a lot around that theme. So, it'd be interesting to see where you take it.
Yeah, but I think the real key thing... I think the real key thing I need to do, Estelle, is to get my logo done, because I was speaking to someone over the weekend, his executive assistant, and we sat down to Costa Coffee. Don't know if you saw about the stream, and he says, look, I've been in so much Costa Coffees around the world, and I think basically what he was saying is really I should, you know, as an idea, to keep the Love Happy Body brand, you know, very simple, you know, text, and then just have something like he said I just need a mission statement. He actually said I should be focusing really more on that than a web designer before I even start thinking about the website.
Yeah, what is your core mission?
Yeah, the one line, you know, that's what he said, because I have a free sentence where he says, no, do your one line thing.
Well, I think you're onto something with that, but definitely don't get too caught up with the logo and with the website perfection.
Okay.
This is what a lot of us do.
Yeah.
And it's at the end of the day, it's an excuse to stop you from moving forward. So just be very aware of that. What my pattern is, and I tell this to people so that they can call me out on it, is when I'm procrastinating or when I'm avoiding moving forward, I'll just go and build another website. And I get very focused and, you know, I just love being in that creative phase and putting it all together. And I did this again on the weekend. Like, I didn't have to do that. I had to do some other things. So I caught myself up and I said, okay, Estelle, you've done this now. You've got that out of your system. Now get to work. So I had to have stern words with myself because I realised I was building another website.
Could you post the link also, Estelle, to your updated or your fresh site, Nirvana, which you just mentioned because you did a refresh.
It's just Nirvana Web Designs. That's a plural, webdesigns.com.
Oh, okay.
Nirvana, webdesigns.com.
Yeah, because I actually did have someone approach me just before Christmas to say, I like what you do, Sophia, on social media. You seem to be active or have interesting things. And he went as far to say, I would love for you to design a website for me. We'll have it.
There you go.
Yeah, I see it now. Is that the one with the kind of like Buddha, the mystic thing?
The Buddha and the candles. Yeah, that's my little Nirvana web design.
Yeah, that's the mystic thing. Yeah,
so that logo that you're looking at, I did that logo myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm very much hands-on, do-it-yourself type of thing because I just like to be creative in that way. And I've done all the stuff for Smart Healthy Women. I've done those logos myself. But I wouldn't say I'm a graphic designer, but I do like to have a bit of control over what I do with logos and identities and things like that, because I've used logo designers and I really don't like half the stuff that they do, and really once you've paid them, you're stuck with what they give you. So I've used... I've used those sorts of services before and I don't end up using the work that I've paid for. So I just find what I like to do and generally find a way to deliver it. But anyway, that's, you know, that's just one of those things. That's my avoidance for the last weekend, what you're looking at there. So, but as you can see, it just took me a day to put that together because I already had the content there.
Yeah, I like your one for your experience coaching. I know that's your one. I don't know if you made reference to that before. That's a nice one with that person.
The Esprit Coaching. Exactly. Well, that's another one that I did a refresh on. So just be aware, both of you, what your avoidance patterns are.
Yeah.
I know what mine are very well. So that's all I'm saying.
It's always good to be self-aware.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm going to let you ladies go, unless you've got any other questions.
No, I'm right, Estelle. I'm good to go.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah,
thank you
fine,
so much.
Too.
And thank you, Sophia, for coming along. It's really been a great call. We've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah,
nice
really
to meet
it.
And nice to meet Sophia and Leonie as well. It was sort of just a nice experience to be sharing with the girls.
It is. It's nice to connect.
Yeah,
and, you know, hopefully our remaining calls will, you know, I think I'll keep these calls going if people want them to be, you know, to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I might try a Google Hangout.
Yeah.
It might be a little bit of a different time when I'm not straight out of bed.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare everybody. Okay, so have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week, and I'll post up the next call as well. If you've got any questions in the meantime or anything that you're going through the material that you're not sure of or you want to ask, just either drop me an email or post it on the Academy. If you post it on the Academy Facebook page, then other people can also benefit from the answer as well.
Right.
Yeah, so I think that's a good idea. But lovely to catch up with you both, and I shall talk to you very soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Estelle.
Okay. Bye, Pam.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Estelle. Nice to meet you, Peter.
Nice meeting you too.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye, Pam. Bye.